A 70-year-old woman's journey in overcoming late-stage rectal cancer. Ryoko Mochizuki, a Japanese-Chinese woman, was diagnosed with late-stage rectal cancer in 1991, with doctors estimating a life expectancy of no more than 5 years. Over three decades later, at the age of 70, not only has she survived, but her health has also improved beyond her pre-cancer state. What secrets to health does she hold? Ms. Mochizuki was born in China. In 1967, amidst the Cultural Revolution initiated by the Chinese Communist Party, her family faced persecution due to her father's previous employment under the Japanese as a store manager. Growing up in the face of discrimination and adversity, Ms. Mochizuki developed a resilient and determined character, unyielding in the face of hardship. She aspired to excel and change her destiny. In the 1980s, after the Cultural Revolution ended, the CCP began permitting private enterprise. Determined to escape the frustrations of public sector jobs, Ms. Mochizuki and her husband embarked on an entrepreneurial journey by opening a restaurant. They started by building kitchen chimneys and sewage systems, gradually expanding their business until they achieved full occupancy daily. Operating as a restaurant during the day and a dance hall at night, their business thrived. "I was so busy from morning till night, always skipping meals and working excessively until my body could not bear it anymore," she said. In 1991, she went to the hospital for a checkup and was diagnosed with various illnesses, including neurogenic headaches, heart disease, hepatitis C, and gastritis. By the end of that year, she was diagnosed with rectal cancer. Initially misdiagnosed as colitis, it was later identified to be late-stage cancer. The doctors told her she had, at most, 5 years to live, even saying, "Eat whatever you can. Enjoy some good food and consider every day you live a blessing." She said, "The resilient me finally surrendered and admitted defeat. In my 40s, I was on the path towards death. Life was too painful. I thought that in death, I would not have to endure such suffering anymore." During the rectal removal surgery, doctors discovered tumors in her uterus and ovaries. Consequently, a comprehensive procedure was performed involving the removal of the rectum, uterus, and ovaries in a single operation. "I screamed in pain because there was no general anesthesia. Towards the end, the agony left me unable to make any sound. It was truly worse than death." For the sake of her young children and elderly parents, Ms. Mochizuki persisted in her courageous battle against cancer. Amidst the pain, she found herself pondering, "I have achieved what I wanted, gained fame and wealth, but my body has collapsed because of it. What are we living for? What is the true meaning of life?" Later, she and her family moved to Japan. Within less than 2 weeks of arriving, she checked into the National Cancer Center of Japan, but even the experts there were at a loss. Even today, 30 years later, the mortality rate remains high for colorectal cancer patients who have experienced malignant metastasis. A study conducted by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, published in 2023, revealed that the median survival for late-stage colorectal cancer patients increased from 22.6 months in the period from 2004 to 2012 to 32.4 months in the period from 2016 to 2019. In other words, the majority of late-stage colorectal cancer patients still do not survive beyond 3 years. Fortunately, Ms. Mochizuki found hope in a traditional mind-body practice from China. At the end of 1997, a friend introduced her to Falun Gong. Falun Gong is a Qigong practice that follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, consisting of five sets of gentle exercises, including meditation. Since its public introduction by the founder, Master Li Hongzhi, in 1992, an estimated 70 to 100 million people in China had practiced Falun Gong by 1999. She recalled the first day she practiced Falun Gong. "Despite suffering from chronic insomnia, she enjoyed a restful night's sleep. When I woke up, it was already bright daylight with the sunlight filling the room. My family had already left, and when I checked the time, it was past 10 a.m. I had slept so well. In fact, I had never experienced such a good sleep before. This practice is truly miraculous. With persistent Falun Gong practice, Ms. Mochizuki's health gradually improved. She began eating well, sleeping soundly, and could once again manage household chores. Her appearance also became more vibrant. One day, her husband noticed that their home looked as clean and tidy as it did before her illness. She told her husband, "I'm healed. There is no need to go to the hospital and take medication anymore, and you all do not have to worry and fear for me every day. My illness is completely gone. Opting out of national healthcare subsidy after recovery." In 1998, she decided to cancel her national healthcare subsidy. Due to her limited proficiency in Japanese, she sought assistance from her aunt, who worked in the local government, to facilitate the cancellation. However, despite numerous attempts, her request was rejected. The government insisted that healthcare subsidies were mandated and could not be declined. Her aunt also advised her, "Give us the money if you do not want it." Ms. Mochizuki explained, "As a Falun Gong practitioner, I must adhere to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The first requirement is to be truthful. Now that I am no longer ill, I cannot continue receiving healthcare subsidies." With her determination, her aunt eventually assisted her in canceling the healthcare subsidy. Practicing Falun Gong extends the lifespan of cancer patients, study. The case of Ms. Mochizuki's recovery from cancer is not uncommon among Falun Gong practitioners. In a study presented at the 2016 American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting, 152 cases of Falun Gong practitioners with terminal cancer were analyzed. The study showed that as of the report date, 149 patients were still alive and in good health. Compared to the predicted survival period of 5.1 plus or minus 2.7 months, the actual survival period was significantly prolonged to 56.0 plus or minus 60.1 months. Among them, 147 cases reported complete symptom recovery, with 60 cases confirmed by treating physicians. The study indicated that practicing Falun Gong could significantly prolong the survival of patients with terminal cancer and alleviate their symptoms. Falun Gong practice enhances immunity, study. An earlier study found that practicing Falun Gong can enhance immunity. Compared to other healthy individuals, Falun Gong practitioners exhibit a unique bidirectional regulatory mechanism in their neutrophils. Under normal conditions, their neutrophils have a longer lifespan and enhanced phagocytic activity than those of normal people, making them more effective in protecting the body. Interestingly, in an inflammatory state, these neutrophils undergo rapid apoptosis after eliminating pathogens, thereby facilitating the swift resolution of inflammation. The health benefits of practicing Falun Gong not only stem from its five sets of exercises, but are also significantly influenced by the moral elevation of practitioners. Modern research has confirmed that an individual's character, outlook on happiness, and moral beliefs can impact their physical well-being. A study in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences also revealed that, compared to individuals who prioritize materialistic enjoyment, those with clear life goals and altruistic tendencies exhibit reduced pro-inflammatory gene expression and increased antiviral gene expression, suggesting a higher level of anti-inflammatory and antiviral responses. Finding a joyful way of living and life's meaning. Ms. Mochizuki expressed that through reading the core text of Falun Gong, Juan Falun, and learning to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, her personality and outlook on life underwent significant changes. "Before practicing, I always wanted to be the best at everything, thinking I could do anything. When faced with unjust treatment, I would resent the other party, blaming them for everything. After practicing, when encountering problems, my first reaction is to introspect, evaluating where I might have fallen short or whether I considered the other person's perspective without being overly concerned about personal gain or loss. I am always happy now, bringing joy to those around me, said Ms. Mochizuki. More importantly, she found the true meaning of life. People are not meant for fighting one another or merely surviving day by day. Instead, we should truly live for ourselves. The meaning of life is to return to one's true self, discovering inner peace, she said. Chinese tourist goes from cursing to being touched by her. Since the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, Ms. Mochizuki participated in various activities to support Falun Gong practitioners who were persecuted in China. To expose the CCP's false propaganda against Falun Gong, she often set up display boards at tourist attractions and distributed informational materials revealing the truth to Chinese tourists. One time, a young Chinese man approached her and said, "Go die. I will shoot you and make sure you are dead when you go back to China." Knowing that the young man's hostility toward Falun Gong stemmed from CCP indoctrination, she calmly smiled and responded, "Child, you are so pitiful, truly pitiful." His fierce gaze softened suddenly, and he walked away with his head lowered. About half an hour later, the group of Chinese tourists returned. The young man approached her, took a newspaper, discreetly placed it in his bag, and quietly said, "Thank you." Letting go of resentment toward her mother-in-law. As Ms. Mochizuki became more tolerant and forbearing, her family also became more harmonious. After her mother-in-law moved into her house, she became increasingly frustrated with the woman's unjustified scolding. Recalling her mother-in-law's refusal to help when she faced financial difficulties in the past, the daily troubles caused by her mother-in-law added to her discontent. At first, she found it unbearable and frequently argued with her mother-in-law. To avoid the conflicts, she even stayed at her daughter's house in Australia for 3 months. Later, she made up her mind to treat her mother-in-law with compassion and tolerance. Despite her mother-in-law's scolding, she chose to remain silent. When her mother-in-law poured urine into the sink or left a mess after using the toilet, she cleaned up without complaint, recalling the teachings from Xuan Falun that say, "What is truly hard to endure, I will endure. What is truly hard to do, I will do." After letting go of resentment, she felt a sense of relief, and the situation gradually improved. "I feel that my heart has changed, and the home has become more peaceful. She no longer argues with me. Now she has government-assigned caregivers to take care of her, and I do not need to accompany her to the hospital or buy groceries anymore." Forgiveness is more than just a virtue. It can also bring numerous health benefits. Research indicates that individuals with a forgiving mindset, willing to treat those who have treated them poorly with kindness, experience lower levels of stress and enjoy better physical health. In a survey involving over 1,000 older Americans, it was found that 3 years after the initial assessment, those unwilling to forgive exhibited a more significant decline in self-reported health compared to those more willing to forgive. Changing mindset for improved health. Medical experts recognize that mindset is a key factor in cancer treatment. In an article published in the journal Trends in Cancer, three experts from Stanford University pointed out that a cancer diagnosis often has a catastrophic impact on the mental health of patients, with a 2 to 3 times higher prevalence of depression and anxiety symptoms among cancer patients compared to the general population. However, not all cancer patients have a negative mindset. Despite experiencing clinically similar symptoms, one patient may feel that a great calamity has befallen them, leading to depression and anxiety, while the other patient may view cancer as an opportunity for positive life changes. The experts believe that in cancer treatment, psychological interventions can be employed to help patients adjust their mindset. This helps them recognize that their bodies are capable, resilient, and have innate healing abilities. This mindset encourages their participation in beneficial health activities and reduces the fear of cancer recurrence. A randomized control trial published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology in 2021 revealed that survivors of breast and gynecological cancers experienced a significant reduction in depressive symptoms, including fatigue, insomnia, and vasomotor symptoms, after engaging in 6 weeks of meditation compared to the control group. Reflecting on her own experience of battling cancer, Ms. Mochizuki hopes that cancer patients can approach the challenge with a calm mindset. Everyone has to face death eventually, just in different ways. When your mindset is calm, it does not feel as difficult, she said.